Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is called Movies.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 28 of Dinner with the Healers. My name is Eric, and with me, as always, are my lovely wife, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
My beautiful daughter, Stella.
Hi.
And my super handsome son, Henry.
Hello.
Guys, let's jump straight into the business. Check out our show description. There's a link to our website, thebluepodcast.com, links to our social media, our email address, and a couple of links if you want to sign up to listen to the show ad-free. There's a link for Spotify, and there's a link for every other platform, and it's just $1 a month if that's your thing. And you guys did it again. We were number one on Good Pods in the animation podcast category again, so thank you guys so much. Isn't that awesome?
That's so awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know what we need to do next, then.
Okay, listen up. Everyone has to clap and go, woo, yeah, all right, that's awesome. Got it?
Hooray! There's something about that last hooray when you can hear Mozart's Sonata in C on the piano under it that just makes me smile every time. So listen, on Spotify, we heard from Garth, Fever Seed, Amelia, Eric, Panda, who mentions that the healers are blue and red. And I think that's in reference to the fact that our cover art looks like a bunch of golden retrievers. Well, here's the deal on that, just FYI real quick. Our original show art was the bluey figures standing in the bluey house. It was the whole family. But then somebody drew a family picture of us as characters in the Bluey universe, and that's what we use for the show. So the idea isn't that we're the healers. The idea is that we're having dinner with the healers. I hope that makes sense. We heard from Leela, Addie, Audrey, Alex. Oh my gosh, it's all the A's. Alexis. Who said that her 15-year-old brother randomly started watching Bluey also and sometimes listens to our podcast. How about that?
Nice.
Nicole says Stella is the queen of the podcast and also adds that my status as a Swiftie is embarrassing. How dare you?
What would Taylor do?
Oliver, Steven, and his brother, they love the show. Draven. And Henry, Draven's got some video game advice for us. I'll talk to you later about that.
Nice.
Aaliyah, Ada, Abigail. Boy, I really snoozed on that. I should have had them all up there with the other A's, and we would have just had the A party. Kayla, Eleanor. Oh, I love that name. And Alice. We got a couple of emails, too. We got an email from Ada, and she talks about how her brothers watch the Octonauts in Camp Cretaceous.
Oh my gosh. I remember when these guys were little and they watched the Octonauts. It is such a good show. We still have some of their Octonaut toys.
Yeah.
They're so great.
They are pretty great. I really liked that show.
Mm-hmm.
All the characters were so cute. We got an email from Alice, who is Vera's mom. And she sent us a voicemail from Vera.
Hi, guys. My name is Vera, and your podcasters are good. My favorite episodes of Bluey are Dragon and Easter. I also like Skate, too. I like your podcast, and, like, it's so good, and I almost watch it every day or not. Bye.
Oh, well, thank you, Vera. Isn't that cute?
That's so sweet. Yeah. Thank you, Vera, for leaving us that message. That was really great to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I can't wait until we get to talk about the episode Dragon with Stella, because I think that is really up her alley with the drawing. She is quite the artist. Both of these kids are, aren't you guys?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. And we got a review on Apple Podcasts from Landon, who mentions this episode that's coming up, The Sign, that's 28 minutes long, and a theory, a possible theory about what the episode's about. There's been a lot of trailers that have come out, and we have an idea of what some of the episode might be about, but we're just going to wait until we can watch it, aren't we, guys?
Yep,
that's right.
Guys, thank you so much for the reviews and the ratings on Spotify and the comments and the emails. We love them. We read them all.
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, guys, we just got done watching movies.
Dad, is there going to be thunder in the movie?
Maybe.
Oh.
You sure you're ready for movies, Bluey?
I'm ready.
Just checking. Come on, let's go get some tickets.
I wonder if anybody listening to the show right now was like, big deal, you watched movies. Let's talk about Bluey. Stella, could you tell us what was going on at the beginning of this episode?
Bluey, Bingo, and Bandit, they're all at the movie theater to go see a movie called Chunky Chimp. And Bluey looks at the movie poster and realizes there's a thunderstorm on the poster. So she wonders if it's going to be scary because she's scared of thunder and storms or whatever. Bingo finds one of the cardboard cutouts and she jumps on it and knocks it down.
I would be mortified if that happened in the theater. Those cardboard cutouts are cool though, aren't they?
Yeah.
I have two gigantic Star Wars cutouts in our house. Amanda, how did you feel when you walked in and saw those the very first time?
No comment.
I understand.
I was happy for you.
Well, here's something interesting. I have a picture of Henry standing in between those actual cutouts
right.
at his very first Star Wars movie before I ever had the cutouts. Yeah. They were at where the theater is, and now we have them in our house.
Forever.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the kid's first trip to the theater, and Bluey is worried that she's going to be afraid during the movie. But she talks about one of her friends who saw the movie. Who was that, Henry?
Was it Mackenzie?
It was. It was Mackenzie. Bandit replied that you're not Mackenzie. Henry, what do you think he meant by that?
What he meant by that was that everybody's not the same and that Bluey isn't the same as Mackenzie.
You're right. Not everybody's the same. And just because Mackenzie was ready to see the movie, it doesn't mean Bluey will be. But Bandit definitely thinks that Bluey will be fine because it's just a bunch of monkeys. Amanda, this next part really applies to us. They pull up to the ticket counter and they also want to get some popcorn.
Yes.
They got one adult ticket, two kids' tickets.
And a giant popcorn.
And a small popcorn.
Aww.
How much was it?
It was $54 bucks.
Does that seem about accurate for what a movie costs these
yes,
days?
Yes, yeah, it does. Actually, I'm thinking probably more than that. But it, like if all four of us go, plus we get concessions, it's way more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was smart Bandit asked if he had to pay for Bingo, though.
Yeah, because she's not really going to watch it.
Yeah, she's not going to look at it anyway. But the guy says that, yes, of course, that he does.
Right.
Bluey asked Bandit to ask the movie attendant something.
Can you ask him if there's any scary bits?
Oh, yeah. Hey, are there any scary bits in this?
There's a big thunderstorm bit at the end. That might be scary for some kids.
Oh, I think I might be some kids.
I was really feeling for Bluey at this point. She had herself convinced it was going to be scary before she even got in there. Well, something bad happens to the popcorn. Stella, what goes on?
Right when Bingo gets her popcorn, she immediately spills it.
Bandit had to buy another one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Does that sort of thing ever happen to us? Has it happened to us?
No. I don't think so.
No. Maybe not that exact thing, but I think we've had very similar things.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I bought this. I broke it getting out of the package. Stuff like that. It's very similar.
That actually happened to me recently.
Henry. When they walk into the theater, into the dark, what's Bluey doing, Amanda?
She's covering her eyes in case there's something already scary on the screen.
And the trailers are playing, and they're already overwhelming her a little bit. Henry, when they sat down and were watching the trailers, what was the movie they were advertising about?
Something along the lines of the Bee Movie.
Yeah, and do you remember when it said it was coming out?
I'm pretty sure it said April of 2020.
I think that's right. Bingo is super excited to see the chairs. What did she call the chairs, Henry?
Swingy chairs. It was a type of chair that when she sat down in it, it would fold up and squish her.
Yeah, she got folded up in it immediately. Well, they didn't have to wait long. They timed it just right where they didn't have to watch 30 minutes of movie trailers before the movie started.
Unlike us.
Yeah. And what was Bingo's commentary on the very beginning of the movie, Stella?
When sound started playing, she yelled loud. And then when the lights went off or whatever, she yelled dark.
Yeah. That seems just about right. That's what a kid would do. What did Bingo think about the beginning of the movie?
She said that it was boring.
Yeah. Did it look like Bluey was having fun?
No. She had her eyes covered.
Yeah, she was already scared. And she was asking if the storm part had started. Amanda, what was going on at the beginning of the movie?
There were two chimps in a tree, and one of them was Chunky, the star of the movie. And he was showing the other chimp that he invented a bicycle using like tree limbs and leaves and maybe vines. And the other chimp asked Chunky, "Why can't you be like the rest of us? Why do you have to be so different?" And you could really tell it really bothered Chunky the chimp.
Yeah, and that really helps us set up what the whole lesson of the episode is about as well. Henry, what do the characters in the movie do?
They start singing a lot.
Did Bandit seem like he was super keen on that?
Nope, he did not like it.
Yeah, that's the thing in kids' movies. Sometimes there's a lot of songs like Frozen, lots of those animated movies. In the meanwhile, something happens to their snacks, Henry. What is it?
Bingo's popcorn spills and it's all gone.
Yeah, so they have to go buy another one. This is going to turn into a $100 trip to the movies if they're not careful. When they're out there, Bluey says that she wishes she wasn't different. And that's something that Chunky is kind of saying, too, in the movie, I think. But Bluey says she is ready to watch this movie, and they head back in. Amanda, what happens when they get back inside?
They get their popcorn, they go back into the theater, and Bluey is all set and ready to watch this movie. She's going to do it. And then Bingo asks Dad if she can sit at one of the seats in front of them. And he says, "No, you have to stay with me." And she is asking him, you know, why? And it's funny because the dialogue between Bandit and Bingo matches up with the dialogue that's going on in the movie.
"Can I sit over there?"
"No, mate, we're sitting here."
"But I want to go down there."
"No, you have to stay here with me."
"But I want to explore."
That was a really cool thing that you wrote into the movie, because you can see how the struggle in the movie is the same for the struggle of the characters in this episode mm-hmm. that we know and love. Bingo is running around changing seats. Stella, what'd you think about that whole thing?
I thought they were being disruptive, and I thought the other people would start getting mad at them or like yell at them or something.
Yeah, because they were making quite a bit of noise while Bandit's trying to get Bingo back where she's supposed to be.
Yeah.
One of the things that I thought was funny is this leopard tells Chunky in the movie that he needs to find this magic pine cone, which I thought was so random. In typical kid fashion, Amanda, what's the very next thing that happens?
Well, Bandit finally caught Bingo, and then she says, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yep, to the bathroom they go. Henry, what's going on in there?
What was happening in the bathroom was that Bingo was in the stall touching the dunny brush, and Dad was telling Bingo to stop touching the dunny brush.
Yeah, you don't really want to touch anything like that. That's the brush that they use to clean the toilet, isn't it?
Yep. And yeah. It's probably disgusting.
Oh, I'm absolutely positive that it would be. While they're in the bathroom, we find out what that leopard character's name was. And what was it, Stella?
Chubadooba.
We have the closed captions on, and Chubadooba, it was spelled in a really interesting way. It would kind of surprise me, but I thought it was really neat. But I didn't write it down, so I can't tell you guys what it was exactly. We get to see a cute little moment where Bingo is under the hand dryer. And that's just exactly what any kid would do. That's what I would do.
Absolutely. She looks like a cute little fluff ball.
Yeah. They head back into the movie, and the thunderstorm is going on, and Bluey wants to bounce out because it's scaring her. And Bandit says, okay, let's go. But Henry, what has happened now?
Bandit looks over to tell Bingo that they're going to leave, but Bingo isn't in the seat. Then Bandit looks at the movie screen. Bingo's standing in front of the screen, and she says, hi. Then here comes the chase, chasing Bingo all around the movie theater again.
Yeah, they really have to go wild trying to catch her. Stella? I know you were thinking something during this. What were you thinking?
If this was real life, they would be getting yelled at by everyone.
Yeah, I suspect that somebody would have been yelling at them. And I'm not saying that those people wouldn't have been right to do so, because that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the movie, Stella, where somebody ended up standing right in front of the screen?
No, luckily.
Yeah, I've only had that happen a couple of times in my life.
People in movies have definitely been annoying, but no one has ever gotten up and just stood in front of the screen.
Well,
note taken.
Bluey is trying to help, but she won't open her eyes because she's scared of the storm that's going on the screen. And right then, Bluey's dialogue lines up with the movie.
Bluey, open your eyes and help me.
I can't do it. I'm not ready.
What happens after Bluey's dialogue lines up, Henry?
She realizes that they both said the same thing, and then she looks at the screen, and then the magic pine cone's talking to Chunky, and then he says a bunch of wise stuff and stuff.
Right.
And then tells Chunky to fly. Chunky rides the bike off the cliff, and then this glider thing activates, and Chunky's flying in the air on his bike.
And right then, they manage to grab Bingo, and the crowd cheers. Amanda, what do you think they were cheering for?
I'm not sure. Were they cheering for Chunky, or were they cheering because they caught Bingo?
Yeah, I was wondering that same thing. Were they cheering for the movie? Were they cheering for the healers that they finally caught the runaway Bingo? Or were they cheering that these people who are disrupting their movie are finally going to get out of the way? Stella, do you have any votes on which one it was?
Probably cheering because they're finally done disrupting the movie.
I suspect they may have gotten several requests for refunds after the movie. Well, now Bluey is ready to stay. But in a wild twist, Stella, what's going on now?
Bingo wants to leave.
Yeah, but Bandit talks her into staying because it's important for Bluey. And then it's all wrapped up in a song.
Of course it is.
Stella. Okay, now listen, I thought the song was cute. What was the gist of the song, Henry?
To be yourself.
And that was the episode. Henry, did we forget anything?
No.
Well, I suspect the lyrics of that song are going to be the answer to this thing. Because you know what it's time for.
Did we learn anything today?
Henry, could you tell us, what were we supposed to learn today?
That you just need to be yourself.
Exactly. That's really good. The lyrics to the song were something like, yeah, it all worked out. Everything's fine. Something, something, something. Be yourself. And it's great to be true to yourself. Stella, do you have anything to add?
So none of them believed in him because he wanted to go on the groundlands, but instead it all worked out in the end because he went down there. So we just need to give other people's ideas chances because it might actually work out.
Yeah, okay. I see what you're saying. Amanda, do you have anything to add to that?
I don't. I agree with both things that the kids said, and they were really good.
Yeah, you guys nailed
it. Good take on it.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks.
I think the people in the movie, those characters learn the same lesson as the characters in the show Bluey did. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, does anybody have any parting thoughts about the episode? Yes, Henry.
That just be yourself.
Okay, very good. Anybody else have anything to add to that?
If I was Bandit, I would have not let Bingo get another popcorn. Like, you've already spilled your popcorn two different times. You do not need more.
Yeah, because at the movie theater, popcorn could make the difference between whether your kid gets to go to college or not.
It really does.
So that could add up quite a bit.
Yeah.
I love this style of episode where we get to see something that is just such a true snapshot of what being a parent is like. Trying to wrangle kids. There have been times where I've taken these kids to the movies and naturally we're in there with all this food and one of them needs to go to the bathroom and we can't just leave all this expensive food behind because somebody might take it or do something to it. But the last thing you want to do is take it into the bathroom with you and you're dealing with all these things. It's just such a real, real thing. And I love seeing it portrayed like this.
Yeah, as parents, we can definitely relate to all of this, I think.
Yeah, it is definitely real life.
For sure.
Well, guys, we think Bluey is awesome. And until next time, we are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.